everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by. And as always, I send you love. Well, today actually begins the beginning of Taurus season. If I have my timing correct here, I have been doing lots of studying. So I haven't been really studying about Taurus season, or this video is not going to be about Taurus season yet. Just hold on tight. I will get there. Everything is going to line up with it. But if my awareness takes me to it, I believe it begins today. So I want to just kind of talk about when my last video was. I guess it was 3 days ago now. I'm uploading one today, which is April the 19th. And today's video is going to be a connection to my previous video. Please don't be afraid of the images or the titles of my videos. I might use what society has, like The Last Supper in my last video. I might use those images, but there's deeper meaning to every single thing. And if you have followed me, you should already know that I don't just use things just to speak about them or anything like that. There's a deeper connection. Nothing is as it seems. So I began on Saturday, which so happened to be my granddaughter's third birthday. And that was a crossing point, okay? We were actually experiencing, what, the full moon in Libra with a balancing of the scales, okay? And so it's a major... Oh, I love this. So I was recording and went to push pause for a second, and it wasn't recording. Somehow it stopped. But anyway, I hope I can catch back up. I think what I was trying to say is that we are at the full moon of Libra, which is a major crossing point, which was April the 16th, which was also my granddaughter's birthday. So, that is a crossing point between Aries season that takes us all the way to Taurus season, which is actually today of April the 19th. And I'm going to, you know, make my way into that again. So please be patient. So what I was trying to talk about, because the cross, we're at Easter, or we have been at Easter. And I know we have already passed that. But we're still going to experience this. I wanted to ask you or explain to you what it actually means to be placed upon the cross or to be crucified. And of course, there's deeper meanings to this, because you are actually going to be going through it internally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, all, you know, at different levels, depending on where you are. You're going to have this crucifixion take place. When Jesus was on the cross, he gave up to the Holy Ghost. He surrendered his body, which means the body is a physical element. And if you understand things, that the physical form is full of a lacking and toxins or negativity. This is part of the animal character or animal personality or animal ego. Because we fell. Remember, Adam and Eve fell. So the physical body is a representation of falling from heaven to hell, or heaven to earth. Okay, you're no longer in Eden. You have been placed out of Eden. When Jesus was being crucified, he was reintroduced to his mother. Mother, here is your son. And then son, here is your mother. This is highly significant because of the previous video that I have actually placed up. I think I labeled it as Chet. Also mentioning it in the Last Supper. The main point of all of this is that we are not supposed to forget our mother or our father. We are supposed to leave mom and dad, but we are not supposed to forget them. which takes us back to hey. Hey is an incomplete chet, and that's what I mentioned in my previous video, or in one of those videos anyway. What completes them is the Vav and the Zayin. The Zayin has a type of a crown on top of it. It is also a sword. The Vav is a nail, but it's also the number of man, Adam and Eve. Now, what I am actually talking about is of the higher level. It doesn't matter if you're at this higher level, you are completing some form of sacred marriage within you, because you have to do this several times. There are three levels. Through every single level that you are at, you're going to have seven levels of initiations. And until you are done, you are not done. And even if you are done, please stay humble. Because you're not done until you actually know you're done. And then, if you are really centered in love, you're going to keep your mouth shut. Because there is so much beauty within this process. So much awe. That's all that I can say. There is so much awe. I can't believe this is it. This is so glorious. You're going to stay humble. You're going to stay within grace. You're going to be grateful. That is somebody who is living from the heart and not ego, who says, oh, I am this, I am that. Oh, you're doing this wrong. But this is a part of the marriage between mother and father. When Chet hooks up and becomes the eighth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is the actual day that Christ rose. He rose the day after the Sabbath. The Sabbath day is Zion, which is the feminine principle, or the Kundalini energy, which is part of the mother, divine mother. The hookup creates a yoke. Now, when you look at the yoke, in the Bible, it talks about placing two oxen together. This is the binding thing. Now, when you look deeper, two people who stand under an altar, they're standing under a yoke. They are standing under this altar having an oath. They're binding each other together. That's what Chet is all about. Christ was binding himself back to his mother and back to his father. But remember, Christ and his father are one. If you have seen him, you have seen the Father. But no one can go through to the Father without going through the Son. To be crucified on the cross is to actually surrender to the Holy Ghost, complete surrender, and sacrificing your human experience for something higher than you. The path to our own personal crucifixion, it takes us and requires us to listen to both mother and father within. They are always guiding us, especially the mother. That divine mother is always trying to guide us peacefully along the path. But if the ego is still intact and very strong, remember, because Eve was very powerful too, she drug Adam out of Eden. So that's very possible, unless you are within alignment of love. She's going to help you rise back up into your complete self, your higher self, the Adam, the very beginning from where you were born, to your completeness. We have to really surrender to those principles who are guiding us internally. You know, if we are looking outside of us and we are saying, oh gosh, that person is a bad person. Oh my goodness, this person made a bad mistake. Oh my gosh, you're looking at yourself in the mirror, you're saying, oh my gosh, you're fat. You're looking at the food You're saying, oh my gosh, you're not good for me. You're going to make me fat. Oh my gosh, there's meat. I can't eat meat. Lots of judgment. Lots of criticism. Lots of doubt. Bitterness. Hatred. Oh my gosh, look at that handsome man or woman. Look at how sexy and ooh, ooh, what I would do. Lots of lust. I have to have this. I have to have them. All of that is speaking from ego. I have to have, there's attainment, there's judgment, there's criticism, hatred, bitterness. Every single day you have to look at yourself. The father and the mother are always trying to say, oh, look at how you're acting. Look at how you're behaving during this situation. Look at how you are seeing that person. It sounds like they're continuously bickering at us. Yes, that's what mom and dads are supposed to do, right? They bicker when we make a mistake. And we have to listen. Because we want a better experience. We want to truly know who we are and where we have come from. So I won't be around tomorrow. I am having a slumber party with my granddaughter. And she's going to come here in just a few more minutes here, I think. And so I might not be back until Thursday, or make my video again Thursday. I think this one's going to be Wednesday. I might be on check. I might be okay. I might not be missing it. I won't be missing a day, hopefully. Now, I haven't made this a real serious video pertaining, excuse my phone if you hear it, about true information because I'm going through it. I have been experiencing it. And so because I've realized what the true meaning of why I was feeling, as my husband was saying, Moby, I began to feel better once I expressed that. There's nothing wrong with me. I feel like I've just been hit. I am being dragged through hell. I am carrying this heavy load. I understood what was happening to me. It began to shift. Even my throat began to clear. My sinuses cleared. The sore throat went away. Fogginess disappeared. And of course, by the next following morning after that, which is what is today, Monday morning, I felt even greater than that. So when you can make those connections, you can send however it is you're feeling away and then integrate even more. So I'm integrating these higher energies of love, higher energies of being, and I just ask for your patience. There's a moment when we are supposed to speak and a moment that we are supposed to be silent because we are grateful for what is taking place. And that's what I'm doing. But I have this in mind of truly helping you understand what you might be feeling, that heaviness of the cross and what it really means. And I'm going to give you a deeper explanation as soon as I can. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.